You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction. You are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I have a new friend today. I haven't known her for a long time. I found her last week on Facebook. She was doing a Facebook Live. So those of you out there that don't think Facebook Lives work, there was something that drew me to her. I loved her energy. I loved what she was saying. And she teaches Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard is a mystic from the 1900s that really changed the way a lot of people understood the connection to source. And it isn't hard, and nobody has to have a degree, but it can be life-changing. And I love Neville, and I love the fact that she was teaching Neville. She teaches and coaches on Neville Goddard. She has a whole coaching area on that and has a wonderful story. And I wanted to bring her to you because I'm a big believer that there's no coincidences, that I found her because there's people out there that need to hear this information. And so I am thrilled to have you listen to Jen Miller. And we will be right back with Jen. And we are back with a new friend that I found. Literally, she was walking around a pond on Facebook wanting to be in the mountains. And I just said, this is my new best friend. This is Jennifer Miller. Jennifer, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
Well, it is a pleasure. It was a pleasure to find you. And it was a pleasure to find that you were teaching Neville Goddard, which is a mystic of the 1900s. And not a lot of people know about him, but he touches my soul. And I knew that if he touched your soul, this is definitely something I wanted to do and talk to you. And you are an imagination coach. You're the founder of Neville Unleashed, which is an international transformational leadership area. And Jennifer, tell me how, first of all, welcome. And I am so glad you're here. And I'm so glad that you had a Facebook Live. And I have no idea how I know you, except, you know, Source brought us together.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to stay off of Facebook because I want to stay up. But I got on Facebook and I found you and I got very up. I love your energy. Amazing. So I would love to hear your story, your background on how you got to Neville Goddard, because that's the crux of your exploration and invitation to other people, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then
yes,
you have a triple I, which I love this one. Intensive imagination incubation.
Incubator, there it is.
Right?
Yep.
I love
yep.
it. I love
triple
it.
Triple I code, I call
triple
it.
Triple I.
Okay. Triple I code.
Jennifer, tell us about you. Tell us about your journey and how you've got to this point that you're sharing this with everybody.
Absolutely. So I am Jennifer Miller, the imagination coach. I'm initially from Pennsylvania. I ventured over into Ohio, which I'm currently exploring right now. But I'm a lifelong teacher learner. And when I say teacher, I was a first grade school teacher for 10 years back in a public school back in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we all have our own in-depth stories. But like during that time, I was married, divorced, I had children, my mother passed away, you know, all of this stuff coming together. In middle school, I was diagnosed with ADHD, so I always had that label. You know what I mean?
Right.
Never allowed it to bring me down. You know, like when I went to college the first time, it was like, Jen, what you want to go for? I said psychology. I want to help people with ADHD because like there's so much more than what people think. But I always hung on to that label. Let's fast forward a few years. I have always been in tune with me. Always. And when I say that, I didn't know Neville back then, but I've always had more of an awakening, I feel. I've just been in tune. And when something doesn't feel good, I'm not okay living with it doesn't feel good. That's not okay with me. And I don't tolerate. well.
And just being aware of that is huge. So many people are in the middle of it and they're stuck in it and they're not even aware that they can think about it and have other options.
And I'll never forget, I'd come home from school teaching crying and laying on the couch. I'm like, is this it? Like, this is it. This is a joke. If this is it, this isn't okay. You know, and I kept saying, I felt like I was a raccoon in a corner, like ready to bite, you know? And to fast forward,
I was the raccoon in the corner and I was biting 40 years of in divorce court. Right. And I knew that's not what I wanted to do the last 20. So I totally identify with that.
So I'm like, maybe it's my ADHD. I don't know. Maybe it's my ADHD because this, I used to love teaching and now like I could throw the towel in on it, but I love teaching. So I found an ADHD coach. And actually, I bought all these books first. I'm going to figure this out myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read all these books. And I threw the books at my sister one day. I'm like, get them away. I said, I can't implement page one. How am I going to implement page 361? I can't implement this stuff. I said, I'm dumb. I said, it's never going to work. She said, have you found a coach? I said, like, there's a coach around here, Kelly. She said, Jen, then you're not ready.
Oh, I love that.
I went,
when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
A few months later, I found this ADHD coach and it worked.
I have never heard of that before, but I love it. Tell us about that.
This is how it worked. But it was different coaching than what we're talking about and what I do. Mm-hmm. It was external habit based.
Mm.
So it was more set more timers. Bring three things to me that you want to work on this week. And let's figure out a schedule to get that done. And you're going to be accountable by checking in with me every day. And like, because I'm going to use the word determined now. And I want to improve. I'm paying you. I'm going to do what you've asked me to do.
Exactly.
So it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work long term.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in long term. I'm not interested in temporary success. Not interested in that. And I'm not interested in temporary success for anybody else. I'm interested in long-term.
Right. How many people lose 5 pounds and gain it back, right?
Right.
That's what we do with every habit we try to change.
How many people go out and buy a planner, a journal, maybe do 2 days of it? They might get it out 3 months later because they got the determination back. Mm-mm. We'll get into that later. That state of consciousness. Good. Okay. So, and I said, wow, this is really working. I want your job. She's like, well, there's not enough of us. Now that was back in like 16, 17. There's not enough of us. Cool. I went and got credentialed in life coaching, ADHD. So I could teach, and I was teaching back then. I could coach down to second grade or whatever I felt was suitable. You know, like if a first grader, doesn't matter what the age, say if a first grader would be ready for it, I would be able to coach them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when I decided, okay, I'm so not happy here. And I had this moment one day standing in my yard. I really enjoyed my kids. I wasn't on autopilot. I enjoyed me. I was literally in the moment. I'm like, whoa, like everything slowed down. Like, what is this? This is cool. I'm loving watching my kids swing. I'm enjoying breathing the air. It was this awakening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was followed by, oh my God, I'm going to puke. I'm like, what is this? What is this? I'm like, oh my God, what is this? Followed by panic.
Because reality sits in, right? Logic sits in.
You know, panic of, oh my gosh, I soon have to go back to school in 6 weeks. Like I just closed down my classroom. Oh, and then followed by this fear of, I'm never going to get my business up and running in 6 weeks. Like, how is this ever going to happen? That happened 3 days in a row. And I reached out to my coach. I'm like, look, this is what's happening. And her and I, we talked about mindfulness from this point of view. Mindset.
Right. Your determination, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not states of consciousness.
Love the difference.
Yes. So she's like, you know what, Jen? You know what to do. She said, you're just in tune. Sit with it. I'm like, sit with it? Well, I sat with it for a few days and I could start feeling this. Still don't know Neville. Feeling something.
Okay. Tell me what you mean by sit with it. Just be quiet. Don't push it. Don't try to plan. Don't try to control.
I didn't know back then. Back then she just said, sit with it. So I'm like, well, I hope the kids sleep because I'm going to sit on my porch and I'm just going to sit because I didn't know what else to do.
I hope they can feed themselves.
You know, like it was nap time. So I'm like, they need it. I hope they're sleeping. And I had the windows open to make sure I could hear them, but I just sat. And I started just knowing. I could just feel a knowing. That's the best way I can explain it. And I'm like, that's when I was into signs. Not into signs anymore, but that's when
You're
I'm
not?
Like, that's when I'm like, give me a sign. God, give me a sign. And I'm looking up in the sky. Please note that, you know, I'm looking up. Remember, I hopped on Facebook and there's this woman hitting on all the pain points of like coaching and getting your business online. I'm like, huh, there's my sign. Cool. Right?
At least you recognize it. A lot of people go, well, give me another sign.
Nope. I recognized it.
Okay.
Because, and I've always been, and when I say no nonsense, not that I'm not fun. I'm a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun in life. I enjoy life. But I don't want hoops. I'm not interested in hoops. Give me the most direct route. This lady sitting here telling me all this stuff. Yes, I'm making a breakthrough call. I don't know what breakthrough call is, but yes, I'm booking it. Next day, scheduled on with her. Kids were sleeping again. Yes, doing it. $7,000. Let me figure out how that's going to work. But yes, I'm in.
There. And here's the thing. Once you make a decision, the universe is going to conspire in your favor and you're going to figure out how you're going to pay for it. I love that.
And listen, that day I got a credit card for $22,000. Perfect.
Oh my God.
Here it is. Didn't even know it was coming. Done.
You're kidding. Like in the mail, like when we used to get the mail.
Yeah. In the mail. Right. Yeah. I'm like, cool. You know, I went over with my husband. He said, yep, go. Great. Called her up. Hey, get me in. Took an 8-week program. I don't follow that anymore, but here's what I gained from it. She introduced me to Neville.
See, there's a reason, right?
This coach introduced me to Neville and she introduced me to this book.
And say that out loud because we're on the radio now. We will be on YouTube.
So this is called Your Inner Conversations Are Creating Your World. A collection of imagination and self-talk. Includes 16 lectures and Neville's 1948 lessons with his Q&A. But it's a collection of 16 A very powerful, I mean, all of his lectures are powerful, but.
Okay. So let's stop here real quick. Cause some people out there may not know about Neville.
Sure.
And so let's give them an overview of kind of his background. He's a mystic, right?
He's a mystic.
Attached to source.
Okay. So he is from Barbados. Initially he came to New York, Manhattan area. I'm thinking 1919.
I'm thinking it's right there too, right?
I'm thinking 1919. He met, you know, because he was also, he was a world-known dancer. He traveled all around the world as a dancer. But anyway, as a professional dancer. But he got to New York City and eventually met his mentor, Abdullah. What we know of Abdullah is he was also a mystic. He's from Ethiopia. And he's the one, he also was the mentor of, I'm thinking Priestley.
Okay.
He's the one who's into affirmations.
Okay.
He was also his mentor. But Neville stuck to the teachings without deviating, except based on Neville's experience. You know, Ab obviously had his own experiences with it.
And we all bring our own filters, right?
100%.
We can only see things through our filters. Yeah. And that's our gift to the world, right?
Exactly right. Exactly
right. That our filters help us and we can help other people.
Yep. So he really he dove into the Bible as a mystic. From the perspective of the Bible is not based on historical events or people. It's states of consciousness. And that's
metaphors, right? They're yes. Metaphors, right? And he takes each metaphor and explains a concept with it.
Yes. Okay. So, the concept being state of consciousness. Okay. And it's just amazing, you know, because we're all at some point recognize I am tired of this meaning whatever you're tired of, whether it's, I'm tired of this job, I'm tired of living like this, I'm tired of this relationship, you're hungry for a change.
Right now, there's an exhaustion out there, and people don't know what it is they're exhausted from, but they know there's something better and bigger and higher.
Yep. And this, oh, it's just so good. Do you have another question? Because I'm not quite sure. Like, I could go different places
now. So Neville has been around for like 100 years, and he actually didn't write books. He actually just did, they're not only seminars, he did speeches, and people would transcribe them. I don't even know if they recorded them back then. And people have done a compilation of it. And so he would literally heal people, right? He would teach people how to heal themselves with these states of consciousness.
He always inviting.
He was, when we say a mystic, it was not like a teacher. It was like a different level of the way that he reacted to source in the world. And help me, Jennifer, this isn't right. And how he taught everybody else to react. It's a different level. It is awe, right? It is grace. It is wonder. It is, and we were talking about this beforehand, because a lot of the coaches out there are, do this, get up at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. club. You got to do this. You got to do this. And I have been that, and I have taught programs like that. And discipline is a vibration, which is different than determined, which is what we talked about before. Discipline is I've got to do it, and I don't necessarily want to do it, but I've got to grit my teeth and walk through the mud. If we can get people to joy, right, that it's so exciting that they want to do it, or to grace, or to teach them, and that's what I want to talk to you about, because we talked to this before we started recording, because we were getting along so well, is besides jumping through hoops, right, there's another way to do it. Neville taught you, and that is what you're teaching. Right. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about, you decided to do Neville and you started teaching and coaching Neville. So that was what, 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago?
So I learned about him probably about 18. I bought this book.
And did you retire from coaching? Did you retire from teaching?
I retired as a public educator. I put 10 years in.
Next time, you know, in 6 weeks, you said you had to go back, or did you go back a year? And
nope, I was done.
Oh, good.
And actually, I could feel it. I knew that because I cleaned my classroom up. I would always be going in like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, tie up loose ends, and then have to, you know, not this nonsense. But I said to the ladies there, I said, hey, I said, see you in. Actually, I didn't even say that. I said, I'll see you later. Hey, what do you mean? I said, I'll see you later. Because I closed my room down that year with intentions of not coming back. I didn't know what that looked like.
Right.
But I did. I closed it down. I was done the very last day on my very last in service day with intentions of not coming back, that the next teacher could just come in and fly.
And so you didn't go back that next fall.
Nope, I did not. I actually sent in my resignation letter and I delivered it. I was done.
And were you coaching the ADHD class, or were you?
So then I didn't have one client.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That doesn't make it. You still kept at it.
At that time, I didn't have one client, and I thought, I'm doing this, but because I was in this course, right? I was in that with that business coach. I think it's just going to work. I kept saying, this cannot not work. Like, it cannot
There's your
not
double
work.
Negative. How about this,
right?
Can work?
Right.
This
right.
is working. It will work. It's already worked. It's in the past. It's working.
But that's what I was saying back then. But, and also back then, I was into the affirmations. I was into hoops. I was into affirmations, saying them three times a day. You know what I mean? Doing all of this other stuff.
Right.
And then I'm like, wow, this is just like a habit that I used to do. And I don't even want to be doing this because there's something off. Like, this is not the direct route. That's when I bought this Inner Conversations book, started reading it. And it freaked me out a little bit. So I'm like, oh, it's reading the Bible. Oh, gosh.
Now say that again. Why did it freak you out?
Because it brought in the Bible. And all along, like, we went to church, to the United Methodist Church from like.
Me too. Yeah.
Time I was born. But something was always off. Uh-huh. Like, I would ask questions and I'd get a tap on the leg, Jen, just believe. I'm not saying I don't believe. But there is something off. Like, I don't understand.
I totally agree. Right.
Something. But I couldn't even form it into a question other than, I don't get this. And they're like, Jen, you're not listening. Oh, I am listening. And now I'm not listening because something's off. Like, and no one can answer my questions until. And you know what? There for a while, I would only go to appease my parents.
Right.
I'm not into that.
So I was on that journey that, I mean, I belong to the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church,
yep.
the Unity Church, sure. The Methodist Church.
Sure.
So, you know, I was looking for God in religion. And so then I kind of get away from the Bible because I think that's part of it. But I think when you, and I don't know where you can, when you get to a higher level, you kind of come back to the Bible because it is inspired, right?
Bingo. So yeah. When he started bringing this up, I thought, oh, another person, I'm not going to get it. He's not going to be able to explain it to me. But there was still something in me. When I would get on business calls, because then I hired my business coach for a year long. And every time I get on the call, she'd say, go to the end. I'm like, go to the end.
Oh, I love that. You gave me goosebumps.
I'm like, she's like, Jen, you're not living in the end. You're living in the now.
Right. Well, you're living in the middle, right?
And I'm like, okay. And then she'd say that she would be listening to Neville. Because you said about, it was he recorded, there are recordings of him. And I have I have like over 100 of his recordings.
Okay.
I'm like, fascinating. So I got this book out again and I read through the whole thing. I'm like, okay. Then my search continued. I need to know Neville. Who out there is a Neville expert? Who is it? And I don't want baloney. I want Neville.
So your coach is teaching you how to put a coaching package together and sell it online. Now you're wanting a mentor and a Neville guru, right?
So she was teaching me how to sell.
Okay, right.
Not even the packaging part. She's just teaching us how to sell.
Okay.
Useful.
Absolutely. Because now until we find those people that need us, we can't help them. So it's definitely an amazing step.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry for more of Neville. And I was getting ready to go on a business trip to meet her out in Laguna Beach, California, to meet Vanessa. And I'm like,
your coach, your sales coach.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm like, how do I find, this is when I was learning podcasts. And people are saying podcasts. I'm like, what are podcasts? So he said, get on your phone, Jen. My goodness, look up podcasts. Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's an app for podcasts. Okay. Right. acting like I didn't know what this was. I'm like, oh, so I just typed in Neville and I found my mentor now, Mr. 2020.
Oh, yeah. And that's funny that 2020 was last year. And it's Mr. 2020. Tell me about him. I'm very well read. I think I'm well read and I keep finding new amazing people. So
I love him.
And is he a current teacher? Right. He's alive and he's okay. Yep.
He's actually, he didn't grow. He wasn't far from where I was in Pennsylvania. He grew up on the other end of the state. He grew up in Western Pennsylvania. I grew up in Eastern Pennsylvania. And one of his really awakening moments was actually 40 minutes from where I used to live.
Wow.
So we just had this cool connection. And I got his podcast and I'm like, but I couldn't hear him on the airplane because his voice is lower.
Oh.
And I went to listen to him so bad on the airplane. You know how airplanes are just airy. I'm like, oh, I can't, now I can't even listen to him. But then when I got back, I like binged on him and I'm like, I need this. This is going to sound a little obnoxious, but I'm like, I need this man in my life, like to teach me this stuff. And I really dove in. I started buying his products. Changed my life.
Wow.
Changed my life. Like he is not just my teacher, mentor, coach. He feels closer than biological family.
Wow. And do you know him personally? Have you done things with him one-on-one?
I have done things one-on-one this way. He's over in Australia.
Ah.
Him and his wife are over in Australia. So definitely I'm imagining working with him. Just the other day I said, I am really hungry for you in person. And when I use all this language, you know, sometimes people find it a little odd with how I speak, but
if anybody out there has this yearning inside
exactly
of you,
right.
You know,
they're going to know
exactly,
you they're
know
gonna
exactly
know.
What he's,
they're
going
to know
about.
Exactly. Yeah. So I said to him, I said, I had this hunger to work beside you. He said, the door's open.
Oh, I love that. Look at you stepping in,
you know, so he's my mentor. Neville's my mentor, but this is a living mentor and he's very close to Neville without deviating.
Oh, is he? Okay. So he's
really the only one I have found who's really, again, bringing his own experiences as we all do,
right.
As we discussed earlier,
filter,
but you'll hear Neville Like, I just got done with a 7-day intensive. He has three fundamentals of metaphysics.
Yeah, let's talk about that because you
self-observation. Number one is self-observation. Okay. Second one is definition of aim. And the third one is detachment. Okay.
Okay.
All of these have their own definitions in other practices, but based on Neville, and this is what my triple I, if it's okay, if I can share with this right now.
Oh, I want to. I want everybody to know what you teach and how they can get a hold of you because there's some people out there that are hungry for you. And that's what we're here for to
amazing. Thank you so much for this opportunity also. Oh, and so it's called the triple I code. I have quotation marks around two little I's and then code after it, but it stands for intensive imagination incubator. And what we do in there, it's a 6-week intensive. And these were offered as individual intensives as I was forming this, but now it's formed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a 6-week intensive where we dive into his three fundamentals because get it. Anybody who's curious about Neville, who's dabbled in Neville, who's committed to a lifestyle of Neville, I don't care what level you're at, would benefit from these three fundamentals because you don't have the first fundamental self-observation without two and three. You don't have the second fundamental, which is definition of aim, without one and three. You don't have the third fundamental, which is detachment, without one and two. They work together like a machine.
And I would love for you to give us an overview of these because detachment is the one I struggle with. I know I shouldn't use that word because that's what I get back. But so self-observation is like Eckhart Tolle said, you become the observer, you step back. There's right.
So in Neville's teachings, okay, because I broke off from all of that and I committed actually about 6 months ago. You said, how long have you been doing this? I learned it about Neville about 3-4 years ago. It's just really been about 6 months ago that I've 100% committed to this is my lifestyle. Because I was dabbling in that bridge of, well, I have this, but I have this. No, I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in. And it's proven successful very, very quickly for me because I've stepped into this and I'm from this state of consciousness.
I love that. Okay. So tell us about those three.
So the first one, self-observation. Neville's perspective is self-observation is we first must discover the self we're giving life to. And how we do this is we notice. You said observe. Observe, we notice. How are we describing anything as we go throughout the day? How am I? And his examples in the one lecture that we dive into in the intensive. It's called Changing the Feeling of Eyes, that lecture. You know, how are you speaking to other people? Like, discover
how are you speaking to yourself also, right?
Yep. But
we beat ourselves up.
But if you notice how you're speaking to other people and dealing with other people, that's also a reflection. Because a lot of times at first when people are learning this, they don't want to go internal, listen to their inner dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start just listening to what you're saying, great step. You know, great first step. Now take it inside and see what's going on in here. What's going on in here that's not being externally verbalized, right?
Because we're nicer to outside people than we are to ourselves. We're probably the hardest one on ourselves.
Okay. So it's really noticing what's really going on. What am I really giving life to? Let's uncover that. Let's uncover the self, the true self. And in that process, it's noticing and accepting. Because Neville's whole teaching is we're conscious creators. Every moment, every instant we experience, we have created as a conscious creator, whether we are awakened or not.
Whether we're aware of it or not. And it's the past, right? We've thought of this and it's brought it to us on a vibrational level.
Exactly. Right. You know, so this is an echo of a state I've previously created.
Yeah, echo. I love that. It is. Echo.
It's an echo of a state that we've previously created. People will call this reality. Paula, you and I talking right now and say when someone listens to this record, oh, you know, this is reality. I'm listening to Jen. I'm listening to Paula right now on this podcast in my car. This is an echo of a state that you previously created and now it's coming to fruition and you get to experience it.
Right. The natural law of gestation, right? It just, mm-hmm. We plant these seeds and they're going to come forward.
Yep. So that's the first thing. So we discover who we are, truly who we are.
Which is divinity, right? It's our higher self.
And
right? It's that power that we have to use to create in our now moments, the future.
Yep. And with Neville's teaching, it's claiming I am God. Like I said that to my dad and he's like, Jen. I know. And I said, I know. I said, it's different. I said, I know it's different.
And it's not like we're the big guy, right? I love Rumi's thing. You're not a drop in the ocean. You're the ocean in a drop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, God is omnipotent everywhere. He's all in us. He's all in Jen. He's all in everybody, right? And I love the zero point field, the energy around us, the new quantum physics that goes along with that.
You know, so when I claim I am God, God is all states. He's absolute. He's the good. He's the evil. You know, he's the success, he's fear, he's abundant, he's scarcity. And there's no shame behind any of them. There's infinite states of consciousness. It's which one are we deciding to give life to?
And he's experiencing all these through us, right?
Yes.
And it's the experience.
My mentor says this, you give God the right of his lifetime. When you give life to your desires lovingly.
Oh, well, really, I love that. Yes. Okay, I got to write that down in a minute.
Say that again. Mr. 2020. You're giving God the right of his lifetime when you're giving life to your desires, you know, because he's given you these gifts. And especially lovingly. You know, Neville always reminds us, watch yourself. Because you can do, and he doesn't say unloving. That's my language. You do it lovingly or unlovingly. Because he's all states. But why we weren't put here, honestly, we weren't created that whole area I'm exploring, you know, we haven't created this experience for doubt, for dread, for fear. We've been here to enjoy this.
Right. We're not here for mediocrity, to play it safe, you know, to stay in the harbor, right?
You know, so do it wisely, faithfully, and lovingly.
But here's the deal. Everybody out there that is craving or hungry for Jen or for what any of us teach, right? That is spirit saying there's something else you came here to do. You know, we got to take the leap, right? You take the leap and the wings will appear, the net will appear, you know, and it's so helpful. Look what you did when you have a mentor and you don't even know you were going that way, right? You didn't know I need Neville, you know, you needed something else and you found that. And then you found Mr. 2020. And so just everybody out there know when you have this craving and this hunger, there is an answer to how you can find it and acknowledge your desire and the divinity.
Yeah. And you know, Paula, it's really, okay. So this first one is self-observation. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to observe what we're really giving life to. And he teaches us accept it without shame.
I love that.
Because when we can accept it without shame and say, wow, this is what I created, that doesn't mean this is the end. That means now let's go to the second fundamental of define your aim. Okay.
So define your what? Your aim. Aim. I love that. Okay.
Now, this is really interesting. Okay. So I just finished up a 7-day intensive on this because I was playing with it before the triple I. It was successful. And define your aim is, you know, you have a goal. And Neville doesn't often talk about goals, but that's how he mentioned it here. It's your, you know, where's your aim? You know, where do you want to go? And honestly, you can't self-observe yourself. You can't self-observe yourself until you have a feeling of a different aim. Because think of this. When I was teaching, I was tired of teaching. But along with this, I had to have felt something.
Yes.
First.
You know, there's a bigger picture, right?
I had to feel something first to go back to self-observe.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So this is why I said these fundamentals, this is why I put it together in a 6-week package, because it's not just one. If you're doing this with me, you're not just going to learn one. You're going to learn all three because it's imperative.
Right. They all
work together. So you define your aim. So it's this feeling of, oh, I'm so tired of this. And it's right there at that point, Paula. It's right there at that point when with that feeling. So many people get this feeling. And sometimes it's and remember here, feelings are not to be articulated. Feelings are to be felt.
Oh.
So many times at this point, a few things happen. again, based on my experience and observing others that I work with and have been around, people don't trust their feel, so they go to war with it.
Right.
What I mean by war with, they doubt it. Like, you know, that, or they'll be on this, like,
or they're embarrassed by it, or they don't think they're strong enough. And so they've got to be happy. They've got to be grateful, you know, and so they're fighting it.
Yep. So they go to war, you know, like they'll get this feeling of, let's go to me coaching business, Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can my own schedule, be around with the kids. Mm-hmm. Cool. How is that going to work? How am I ever, I don't know how to run a business. I want to go to business school. See, right there, I went to war with it. Now, and that's what a lot of people do.
Right. They use logic and facts right now. And if we use our current facts, we're going to get our current results no matter what.
Every single time, right?
We got to let go of that.
So this define your aim. I got this feeling of, here's where I want to go. Knowing Neville, I know what to do. Now let's go back to self-observation and observe what I'm giving life to as a conscious creator. Wow. Giving life to scarcity. I'm giving life.
To fear. Fear is such a big one, right?
Fear. I'm giving life to not good enough. Wow. But look, did I spend much time diving into that right here?
I did it
very quickly.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't believe in digging it up.
I agree. 30 years of therapy is not going to cure us.
Doesn't. I believe in noticing, being aware, and knowing these fundamentals and his tools. I want to go for my aim.
Okay.
I'm not interested in continuing to dig up the same manure. I'm not interested in that.
And when you say go after your aim, are you having them actually define it? Or are they writing it down? Or are they just starting to go with that feeling? I know there's something more.
So I invite them to trust.
Oh, I love that.
Trust your feel. You're getting these feelings, which is this gift. Because this is you. This is genuinely who you are as a being. This is you. This is your gift that he's given you. Right? And you get this feeling of something different. You go back to self-observation to discover who you are, what you're giving life to now. Okay. And accept that these are the echoes, which is going to lead into the third fundamental here. Okay. And you accept it. Now let's skip. You see, that define your aim got you feeling this isn't right. I want to go here. But there's another piece. Detachment. Detachment, from Neville's perspective and his teachings, is called pruning shears of revision. Pruning shears, literally, take yourself to an orchard. Take yourself to a garden and weed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in an orchard. There's an apple tree there, preparing it for the next season. I need to cut off all the old stuff. So it gives me the fruit that's good fruit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. Or I'm in my garden. I'm pulling the weeds because I want a rich
all
garden.
The energy to go to the fruit. I want all the energy to go to the, to the flower, right?
Same with our states. Same thing. We can detach, which means prune, from old identities.
I love that because that's not what I thought detachment was. I thought it was detachment from the place you're aiming at. You're detaching from old identities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we bring so much baggage with us, right? I mean, oh my God.
I'm not interested in baggage.
Right.
You know, when I said, I'm not interested in hoops. I'm not interested in hoops. I'm not interested in hoops for me. I'm not interested in hoops for my clients, my
friends,
my family.
And let's talk about
what
you mean by hoops. You mean rules and laws or rules that they have to follow every day, right?
What I mean by that, Paula, is anything we use externally. You know, and I'm not saying going buying a planner is a bad thing. I'm not saying that. But it's your approach to using it. Okay. Like right now, I'm looking at my desk. May I grab something real quick just to show you?
Absolutely.
It's right here.
Yeah. That's fine. No, I love it. I love everything that you're sharing with us. And I've read Neville, and I've read him for 2 or 3 years, but what a great perspective, because it's filtered through you and you've done a lot more of the work. So she's now got a planner in her little hand.
Mm-hmm. So this is called the Productivity Planner. And I'll be honest, I do recommend it for people who are interested in it, but I don't recommend it as just to get my stuff together, to get me organized. That's not how I'm advertising this at all, you know, but this Productivity Planner, I could buy this. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to buy this to get organized. This is going to help me to get organized. It's going to help me write down my 5 most important things, my weekly goals, so on and so forth. With that state of consciousness, it's literally going to be used 2 times, maybe 2 weeks. And it's going to get put aside. It's going to get collected dust
right,
on it.
Right, absolutely. Always does.
Okay. Affirmations. It's based on my experience. Now I have to write them out. I have to go practice them 3 times a day. Okay. Oh, where's my journal? Where's my pen? I don't want to do this right now. Okay.
And people are in the frequency of discipline and having to do it. They're not in the frequency of where is my aim and how excited I am about that. Right? Okay.
Now. You know, I saw something the other day. Somebody was breaking a board based on a Tony Robbins thing. I'm not, and everyone's at their own spot, but this is me.
We talked about that, right?
This is me. Okay. Another activity that I did a couple of years, it was last year, and I knew I did it very, very consciously, but I wanted to feel the difference.
Okay.
It was write down all your fears on a piece of paper. Okay. Did that. Now burn it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What? Okay. I lit it.
Did it make any difference?
No.
I know.
And I'm like, get real. I'm like, what is this?
Although sometimes if they think it is going to, it kind of helps them understand where they're coming from.
But I'm not into trickery.
Right. That's true. Okay.
So I'm like, hoop. That's a hoop.
Okay.
I just spent all my time and energy on this and now I burned it and I'm still here fearing clients or fearing people or whatever it is.
Okay. So instead of external hoops that everybody's telling you to do, that you've got to do it, you're working with their states of consciousness.
So we have the absolutely most powerful tool on us and it doesn't cost a penny.
I love it. I know what's this coming. I got goosebumps. Go.
The wonderful human imagination.
I know. I love that. And we usually use our imagination to the negative, right? We're using our imagination to imagine the worst stuff that's going to happen.
Always.
When
not always, but a lot of time. A
lot of times. And it's a survival mechanism. You want to say, okay, if that worst thing happens, I can still survive. You're teaching people, I'm teaching people that it's magical. Remember? I mean, that's when we remember, you know, our inner self, it's magical, the imagination.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I have paid
and magic. Those are root words.
I have paid to work with Mr. 20. And it's not I'm paying him for my imagination. He continues to invite me to dive deeper. We are infinite curious beings of depths. We don't know our depths because it's infinite.
And we don't know what we don't know. And we don't know if we knew how to do this, we'd be doing it now. That's why mentors,
so imperative.
Gurus, I hate it. You and I were trying to find a word, you know, guides that if you know a little bit more and you can help somebody else find it, that is, you know, that is
I'm
my
telling you.
Passion.
And you know what? I have spent thousands of dollars, probably now close to $75,000 on coaches in the last couple of years.
I'm way past that.
But here's the thing. The ones who I've worked with, because I trust myself and I trust the people.
And your intuition.
And I trust the people who are part of my experience and how I feel with them. If it feels natural, it's a no-brainer. If there's any kind of grit,
right?
And that's just not that it's bad. It's not for me.
Right. But I want people to understand a lot of times your intuition says, oh my God, this is for me. This is what I want to do. And we allow what we were just talking about before. Oh my God, I'm going to have to quit my job. I'm not going to have any money. You let facts yep. put you into fear.
So that's
just stay in the intuition and know what's right for you and don't let fear take over.
So I don't use the word intuition much. Okay. I use imagination and state of conscience, and people may, I just don't use that word. You know, I used to, and then I thought, really, what is intuition? It's our knowing from the state of consciousness in which the being that we are,
right,
that we're aware of being.
And that's when your we're first living, one, right? The self-observation, right.
And when we're living from the state, Paula, from the state naturally, all the middles, hows, whos, what, when's, where's, fall in place.
Oh my God, they do. So how do we live in that state naturally?
So we live in that state naturally by, you know, someone asked me the other day, Jen, what habit will you get rid of? I said, all of them, except for one. Now, this one is a big one. But the one is continue applying the teachings of Neville with the imagination. And because think of it, I really have, it really comes down to, I don't have many decisions to make. Paula, you don't have many decisions to make. Nobody has a lot of decisions to make as we think we have. Oh, what's this day going to come? I'm so tired of making decisions. Here's my decision. Do I trust the feelings I have or not? That's my decision. And then knowing what to do with them.
Right. And we've got to be aware and stay in the now. There's so many of us that are on autopilot and we're not even allowing ourselves to know what we're feeling or what we're wanting. Are you into meditation? Do you help people with meditation?
So we don't call it meditation.
Okay.
Feeling it real.
Okay.
We call it feel it real. Feel
and
it real.
And it's quieting your mind.
So it is. The best time to do is at the state akin to sleep. It's the best time to control. And I'm not saying using control in a dictator way. It's the right. best way to control your desires and shape them to what and have them conform to what you desire.
So before you go to sleep or right when you're waking up?
So both.
Both. Okay.
And throughout the day.
Okay.
You know, I practice this throughout the day continuously. I can't tell you how many times I do this. But the very important before you drift off to sleep, what I do is I lay down in bed. When I started practicing this, every time I'd lay down, I'd fall asleep. Mm-hmm. That's not constructive with this, right? But now I lay in bed. And this is why these three fundamentals are key. And again, that's for the triple I code that's going to be launching with me in a few weeks.
I love it.
Oh, it's so.
So you lay so, down, you use.
Yeah, your we lay down.
Right.
We lay down. And this is where like the detachment piece comes in too, because you get to prune whatever didn't conform to your day and have that, whatever, that event fall down to the ground and die. That's the detachment piece.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm not inviting you. Neville didn't invite us to relive it.
Right.
Review it. Just revisit it. Okay. This was okay. That didn't feel good. And literally cut it. Literally cut this, have it fall and go to the end of the desire, Paula. Go to the end of it. So
the
what implies
what you want so to be go ahead.
So here's the question.
Okay.
What implies the state of the wish fulfilled? What implies? Big question there.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Tell me.
What implies state of the wish fulfilled? So whatever the desire is.
The final desire, right?
Because remember, we're always up-leveling too, aren't we?
Right.
But yeah, so same way desire, for example. I might give you an example. My little girl was saying to me, she was getting picked on a little bit at school. My teacher voice came out. This was like 2 years ago. My teacher voice came out. So she would have been five. I said, well, just go to a different part of the classroom. Mom, how big's the classroom? Noted. I said, let me feel this out, kiddo. So let me feel this out. Felt it out. Lay in bed with her that night. And I said, Haley, I'm going to invite you to, can you imagine? I said, you know how you feel loved? She said, yeah. I said, maybe this little girl doesn't know what it means to go to bed feeling loved. I said, can you imagine her feeling loved and being, she's just loved. She, remember, she's five. She rolled up, she grabbed my face. She goes, Mommy, who taught you this?
Oh,
I said, she said, was it Pappy Larry? That's my dad. I said, no. Was it Nana Peggy? And that's my mom who has passed away. I said, no. Was it my Aunt Kel? I said, Aunt Kel knows bits of this. That's my sister. Knows bits of this, but not like this. Was it your Mrs. Letmer? And that would have been like her kindergarten teacher. So she was referring to my kindergarten teacher. I said, no. Tell me, who's teaching you this? I said, do you know Mr. 20? Yeah, he's the bald guy. I said, yeah. He's the bald guy.
So you taught her to go to love, right?
I taught her to go to the end.
The end of that situation that you want to see a good
outcome.
So the
end of this desire is to have her feel loved. Imagine her loved. And how does she imagine her loved? Because Haley knows what it feels to be loved.
Oh, yeah. So how did that work out? Did that work out well?
So she goes, Mommy, I'll do this. But you see, she's five. I'm not sitting here saying states of consciousness, detachment, over all this. I just introduced this to her. I said, I love you, Haley. Now, I'm going to do my work also. So the end of my desire is Haley enjoys school.
Oh, I love that.
But see, this is me articulating it, Paula. When you lay down to do a feel it real session, you have the feeling of when your little girl or little boy comes up to you and they start telling you, and you can just see it on their face, they've enjoyed the day. That's wildly different than trying to articulate it. So when we lay down to do a feel it real session, go all the way to the end of the desire. And what does it feel to imply that this desire, it's done?
I love it. The whole thing is just an emotion, right? It's a feeling. That's what we're reaching for.
Okay.
I love it.
And it's that, because all states, they're already created. Do we trust ourselves enough to assume them?
I love that. To find
that take on the tones of reality and naturalness, that we simply walk in that state.
I love it. It's so simple.
So simple.
It could be the hardest thing in the world.
And, you know, it's hard. When we're coming from a state of consciousness, this is hard, because people say this is hard.
Right.
I said, fascinating. I said, how about you go accept hard? Because guess what? Now you get to shift. And I'm not about the positive or negative, good, bad. I'm about we're always shifting. We're always shifting our states of consciousness throughout the day. But do you know, with these three fundamentals, do you know what to do? And it's far more than three fundamentals, but it's a really great place to start.
And it is a good place to start, because everybody has to understand the basics.
Yep. You know, and you're always shifting and knowing if you shifted this way, it didn't feel too good. You get to accept it without shame. You get to prune it. It falls down. Let it die. And you get to shift back to your aim.
I love it.
I love it. And you know what? With my little girl, I didn't pound her afterwards. How's your day? Hey, how's your day? Hey, is that little girl picking on you? That's not constructive. That's not constructive.
Right.
Because now we're drawing attention, extra added attention. And now we're putting our logic into it, thinking, right. Oh, well, you know what? No, she didn't really. So just a few days. Yeah. And not that I wouldn't ask her how her day was. Right. But I didn't draw attention to that. It's very, hey, tell me what you learned today. And then one day she came up to me, she goes, Mommy, you know that little girl? I said, yeah. Mommy, she feels love because, like, she has to. I was getting off the slide today and she held my hand because there was a mud puddle there.
I love that. What a great story.
And she said, Mommy, you know, like my ball went over there and she grabbed my ball. She didn't talk to me, but Mommy, she doesn't have to talk to me because I could tell she loves me and loves herself because she handed me the ball. She didn't kick it. But do you see?
Yeah. And your daughter was in the frequency of love, right? And the little girl felt it.
Yep.
I mean, I love how it's all connected.
I love it.
And I love that we connected. Oh. And I love that we had this opportunity. We're just about out of time.
That's okay.
I love it. I'd love to have you back on. I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and how they can work with you.
First thing, I'm definitely, most of my stuff is on Facebook. Okay. So Jennifer Miller.
I think it's Jen Miller. That's it.
Jennifer Miller, it says.
Okay.
So Jennifer Miller is my personal profile, but my group is Neville Unleashed. That's my Facebook group. It's all Neville based. Okay. Now, I also have a website, NevilleUnleashed.com.
Okay.
That's where you're going to be able to, you can work with me one-on-one. So if you are curious about Neville, if you're curious, you know, people will say, am I doing it right? Because I don't even like to say, is it right or wrong? But people will say, am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. Great. Bring it on a one-on-one call and we'll dive into it. And I'm going to invite you to different pieces. And because listen, it's just a subtle shift. It's just a very subtle shift that brings mountains of success.
It is. And it's, I'm so glad you're here to help people with that shift. I'm so glad we connected.
So you can work with me on a one-on-one basis, price or no price here?
Whatever you want to do, if you want to, that's fine. Yeah.
So it's $397 to work with me for an hour. And then after that, based on where you are and based on where I am in practice with this, I will invite you to like a more of a one-on-one setting because I have different packages there, or an intensive or a combination of both. You know, we get to dance, you get to explore and really feel. I will never pressure you because you are on your journey. I will always invite. But right now what I have going, it's open up right now for early bird special at this triple I code that I'm referring to. The intensive imagination incubator. We dive into these three fundamentals, which I brought up on this call today. Mm-hmm. We are going to be diving into four of his lectures. The very first one is only like a 90-minute one. It's his fundamentals where he goes over these. And then we dive into three lectures. Each one covers one of the fundamentals. And the reason I dive into them with a lecture is because we want to get the taste of Neville.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this is intense. So like, imagine 6 weeks. Week one is a lecture. And it's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those 7 days. The second week is we're going to back off a little bit and let you play with it. Okay. And I'm looking for like, I'm looking for a guest speaker to come in. Week three is the second fundamental for 7 days straight as we go through the lecture. Okay.
That is a very intensive. Yes.
But then week four, go play and explore. Week five, third fundamental, 7 days straight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Week six, we just learned the three fundamentals and I'm going to be bringing a guest speaker in. I think I know who he's going to be, but I still have some fine details to work out. So I'm not going to disclose that yet. But I'm going to have a guest speaker come in and I'm going to have a special 2-hour class for all the participants. And it's filling up quickly, actually, for all the participants to conclude the last 6 weeks together.
And you say it's filling up quickly. Tell them again how to get a hold of you.
So to get a hold of me, check out my website, NevilleUnleashed.com.
I love it.
But if you want it really quick, look me up on Facebook. My name is Jennifer Miller. Get into my group, Neville Unleashed. Please be sure to answer the questions because I also have another admin with me and we don't let anybody in if they're not answering the questions because I'm very serious about this group.
Yeah. Because there's an energy there when you get them together.
I'm very serious about this group. So answer those questions, get in there. And I'm live. I'm not live every single day, but I'm live at least 3 to 5 times a week. And I always have like my PayPal links until I have a page up on my website, you know, that has all of this stuff, but look for the links.
I love it. And if you hadn't gone live, I wouldn't have found you.
And amazing. And that night I wasn't even selling anything or pitching anything. I was just, I'm going live because I felt it.
I love it.
And I didn't go to war with it. I embraced it and I flew it. I love it. So the early bird special is $555. until March 28th. That's this Sunday at midnight Eastern Standard Time. After that, it's going to go up to $897. 10 spots open. Right now, 5 are gone. 5 wow. are already taken. 5 are left. If you have any questions, and also look me up on Facebook, feel free to direct message me, private message me. I have no problem with that. And I correspond that way. You know, if people have some questions, I have no problem answering them.
But I Facebook love it. I love your energy.
Facebook's
I love,
where I hang.
Thank you so much. I love the energy. Paula. I love the information. And I love you being here sharing with my audience. So thank you
what
so
a pleasure.
Much, Jen.
Thank you
what,
so much
what a
for having
pleasure
me.
To
much love
you.
To you and
much
all,
love to you.
All of the listeners, for
and
sure.
And we will, thank you. And we will be right back. And we are back. I am thrilled that she decided to go after her passion and her divinity and can share this information. I love the fact she says it's a dance, right? And that it's just different levels of consciousness. And what that just means is different levels of vibration and frequency and feelings that we're going to feel, that when we start feeling them, there's a deeper level that really can appear in our lives. And it isn't hard, and you don't have to have any kind of long-term degree, but there's a small switch that you have to figure out how to throw it. And I hope that some of this information that we talked about today will help you do that. And please reach out to Jen if you have any more desire to work with her or desire to learn about that information. And I also want to encourage you to reach out to me. I have some great programs. I have a book on Amazon. I have my webpage, lawyeofattraction.com. There's some fun things to do there. So I'm glad that you found me, and I'm glad that I found Jen. I'm glad that there's this information out there that is going to help us connect to each other and connect to source and connect to that big desire that we came here for. And I think maybe during this time in our lives and in the life of the world, we understand there's so much bigger going on, that we came here to play big, that we need to step into our higher selves. We need to find a tribe. We need to find a mentor that helps us do that. So if those out there that are looking and yearning and craving and hungry for something, that is my passion, is to help you define that and to help us get you to that next level. So I'm so glad you were here this time. Invite you back. And as I always say, that Ram Dass says, we are just following each other home, and I'm so proud and honored to be on this journey with you. And so, until next week, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.